This is the Composer's Datebook for October 22nd. I'm John Zeck. Royalty was often flattered by the composers of the Baroque Age. Handel wrote glorious ceremonial music for a string of British monarchs, and Bach wasn't above working up the odd complimentary cantata for some German prince. At the French court of Versailles, King Louis XIV himself appeared on stage in his own royal person for cameo appearances during operas and ballets whose stories complemented Louis's wisdom, talent, and impeccable good taste. On today's date in 1987 at the Houston Grand Opera in Texas, Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, and Chairman Mao didn't come on stage in their own person, but they did appear as characters in the premiere of a new opera by the American composer John Adams. Nixon in China was a somewhat surreal and not necessarily flattering dramatization of a real event, President Nixon's groundbreaking trip to Communist China in 1972. Fifteen years later, one can only guess at the former president's reaction to being portrayed on stage, or what former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger thought of being depicted as the most decidedly unsympathetic character in John Adams' opera. Adams did report that Richard Nixon's lawyer, Leonard Garment, attended a performance of Nixon in China, most likely on the former president's behalf. No lawsuit followed, and Adams notes with some amusement that Garment even became something of a fan of his music. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.